Hey, Josh.
Yep, Marshall, we're good to proceed forward.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
So we're on 50. We just worked on limerick number one. 49, sorry.
Yep, we're on 49, the word pound.
Now the second limerick, I want your opinion. To see the last, well, don't look at that yet. Just read it. It's one of my best limericks. So read it first, then I'll ask you.
Sure. They're so gorgeously round, forming a perfect mound, with nipple of navel, your taste buds they'll enable. Oranges are $2 to the pound.
So everybody thinks it's breast until the last line. I think we don't need the word at. What do you think?
Yep, oranges $2 to the pound. I think that sounds
I
better.
think that's better, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a clever one, huh?
Very clever.
Yep.
But
It's the very last line of the
by the time someone
Yeah, the
reaches to this
punchline comes
49th
before
one
you.
as well, by the time someone reaches the 49th one as well, they'll be clever enough to read this as well.
All right, here we go. 51.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, line two. I do want to keep that word spinning in there without the G. So it's spinning with a, what is that called? What's the name of that grammatic sign again?
Which
After spinning. Line 51, line 2. Last word.
the apostrophe?
Pause. Thank you. Couldn't think of it. Yeah, no G, but with an apostrophe.
Got it.
So that's for the rhyme. And some people say spinning, you don't hear the G. So I want to make sure they don't add a G back to that. And there'll be a few examples of that sort of thing. All right, so just make sure it's got that apostrophe. All right, 54.
That's going to be the word booby.
Right. Okay. Line, how many do I have? I have more than one. So it's the first one, number one. Line four. For it lay deep in a trough. I want to change that. For the bomb lay deep in a trough.
Can you come again for the
Yeah, get
bomb?
rid of it lay and substitute the bomb. BOMB.
Got it.
So it now reads, for the bomb lay deep in the trough.
Got it. Change the word.
Okay, 55.
That's going to be fourth.
Fourth,
Fourth.
yeah,
Yep.
to go fourth. Line five. For the word after four is in that direction, delete that, and then substitute to go north.
Okay, so that's going to start with to go north. He could no longer go forth, right?
Right, yeah, read that one. Let's see if it makes sense to you.
Okay, an explorer whose name was Roth tried to reach the farthest longitude north. By the time he reached the pole, he had lost complete control. To go north, he could no longer go forth. Perfect.
Yeah,
I just need to.
for to go north, he can no longer go forth. Yeah, I think that's
Yep, I'm
good.
just making the changes, so that is why I'm just going to read the complete one as well once I sit with the team as well, because these are way too catchy.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time with it.
I am enjoying it right now. I mean, we're on the call for more than an hour, but I legit am enjoying every minute because while making these changes,
yeah.
I'm reading these as well. And you know that at the back of your head, you're having those little imaginations as well, like how would this scene
yeah.
look?
they do. Yeah, they paint pictures that make pictures come up in your mind. Okay, next one is 58.
Yep, that's going to be Belly.
All right. This is an addition. We're going to go to, you read that one?
I did.
Well, it's Indian, so you're allowed to. Okay. All right, so the C-103. All right, we need to add cross-references here, like above it a 57. So just put your cursor at the end of the date, go down a line, tab over a few, and then I'll tell you what, when you're ready in position, I'll tell you what to put.
Sure, I'm ready. That's going to be C.
Yeah, with a capital S. 103, spicy, S-P-I-C-Y.
Got it.
Two spaces, 794, spice.
That's going to be C, 103, spicy, and then 794, spice.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, now some of these things that I caught as not being in, I also corrected in the footnotes and also the spreadsheet. So I guess at some point someone's going to have to correlate to make sure all these are in the spreadsheet. You have somebody that does that kind of minutia there?
I think let's work on that too.
Okay. If not, I can do that. But all
sure,
right.
I'll check on
so
it.
So the next, all right, next one is 59.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the word?
It's ivory. It's a man from
right.
the ivory
number
coast.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not that word. We're correcting. Number two, line one.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to just put a asterisk star as a footnote after the word ivory.
Got it. I've added it.
Yeah, because I talked in the footnote about ivory, the use of keys, the piano, and all that stuff. All right, 65. The word is?
Let me scroll down. That's going to be the word stout.
Right. And this is a double limerick without numbers because it's one.
Got it.
So first, the first section, line two, we're going to change the word was to is.
Got it.
All right. Okay, next. 67. Date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is single, crass. Line
yep.
five. We're going to get rid of I am not acting vulgar. Oh, you know, I'm not acting. Get rid of I'm not acting.
All right. We're going to get rid of the word vulgar?
I am not acting.
Okay.
And then you're going to put in now, I'm not.
So I am not vulgar, but crass, right?
Yeah, not quite. I'm sorry. I am not acting vulgar but crass. I changed to I'm not vulgar, but I am crass.
Okay, just give me one second. We have this.
Yeah, it should read, I'm not vulgar, but I am crass.
Okay, just one second.
So go ahead and read the whole thing now.
Yep, just one quick second.
Yeah.
That's going to be, I'm not vulgar, but I'm crass, right?
I am not, I'm not vulgar, but I am crass, yes, sorry.
Yep, that is corrected.
All right, so you want to read it, see how it flows?
Yep, sure. There was an just give me one second, this page is
irascible.
Yep, yep, the page got scrolled up, just give me one second. I was having my friend read the other ones as well, so we're tagging along, and I'm having him go through these as well.
Good. I'm hoping he's working on them, but also enjoying them.
Yep. So there was an irascible lass who was in public would scratch her ass. When accused of being lewd, she replied that I'm misconstrued. I'm not vulgar, but I'm crass. So, yep.
Yeah, I am not vulgar, but I'm crass.
But I'm crass.
Yeah. When you read it, I got to teach you how to read these. All right, you'll get better with time.
Absolutely.
All right, ready for number 70.
Yep, the word's going to be agree.
Yeah. So on line one and line two, the way it's written now, that should be one line. I'm not sure why it came out that way.
Yep, I have corrected that.
A snobbish British marquee. And the other thing they want us to do is put a accent over the last E in fiancé. It's a French word, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A snobbish British marquis with his fiancée could never agree, for she was an American. They argued over and again whether to drink coffee or tea. But you notice the rhythm when you read it. You have to get that certain rhythm. All right. 73. Argue.
That's going to be argue. Yep.
And it's line four. In the second one.
Uh-huh.
Over whom, not who.
Okay. Can you read that line out with the corrected version?
Over whom had the right.
Okay, got it corrected.
All right, I'm going to have you read it just so you can practice your meaning.
I was just asking you to read it so that I can go through your flow as well.
All right. A gay man who lived in Khartoum took a lesbian up to his room, and they argued all night over whom had the right to do what and to which and to whom.
That was a one-witty one.
All right, next. 74.
Yep, the word is going to be bleed.
Right. This one's not funny. This is historically true, though. Ed, you see where it says hemophilia B? It needs an asterisk because I discussed what that is in the footnotes.
Yep, I've added that.
And also a footnote after the word Rasputin on line five.
Okay, I got this. And just need a bit of just asking an additional question. Can you give me a brief idea about this word as well? The one that you've written and the whole context behind the 74th one?
Oh, yeah. You know, the Tsar, the last Tsar was Nicholas, and he had a son,
mm-hmm.
Alexei. They were all executed by the communists when they took over in 1917. The European families that were the nobility, the kings and queens, were highly interrelated. A lot of them were cousins. So
mm-hmm.
there was a mutation that was passed on, and that mutation was hemophilia. There are different types, so this one is hemophilia B. When people get hemophilia, they bleed easily, and they usually die of hemorrhage early.
Oh.
This young heir to the Tsar, Alexei, had that. And what happened was when he bled, they called in this crazy monk called Rasputin, who had
mm-hmm.
control over the noble family because of his ability to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows how. He's an interesting character, worth reading, looking him up, Rasputin. So that's what it's about. It's an interesting historical thing.
I have noted this down on my end, though. I'm sure you're going to give it a read and check on further history.
It's all in the footnotes. It's all in the footnotes to it. We'll get to that eventually.
Got it.
All right. Next word, 77.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see where it changed there. So 77 has number 2 limerick. And line 2. We want to eliminate the word did.
Got it.
Now, they have smote underlined. Smote is the past tense of smite. And I think it's correct. It shouldn't be changed. Besides, I needed to rhyme smote him with totem. Got it?
Yep.
And then the next line, get rid of the word for at the beginning.
Okay, that's just going to be carrying. Okay. Dated.
Okay, so read that one. Let's give you a little practice.
The porcupine was his totem, but this prickly emblem smote him, carrying it in his underpants while performing a native dance, severely disfigured his scrotum.
Okay, it flows perfectly. And you read that very well. You're getting
you
it.
See,
you're getting the rhythm.
Yep, we're just on 78,
huh?
And by the time I reach the 400th one, I'm going to get with the flow.
Yeah. You may have a little bit of pain in your lower rib cage tonight from laughing, too. All right.
Yep,
next number is 79.
I'm just keeping a note of the witty ones as well so that I can share them with my colleagues after the call.
Hey, well, that's pre-publication. Be careful. All right.
I'm just,
79.
I'm just getting the reader's review.
No problem. As long as they don't write it down. All right.
No. I will make sure that everyone is hands off their laptop. It's all with me.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Number 79.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word?
That's going to be front.
Good. Number 2. Line 2. Change the authorities, first two words, to law enforcement, law, L-A-W, enforcements,
uh-huh.
I think that's a capital E. Well, I know you don't need capital on any of them. Just both
We just
lowercase.
go with the
Yeah. So the law enforcement's attention.
Got it.
Authority as for law enforcement. So it's the same, but it sounds better. Oh, we don't need the. So it's one less. Law enforcement's attention, it does shunt. Okay? Now, line four, where it says designed to obfuscate, create obfuscation and confusion. Well, I wanted to change that. Oh, here it is. So it reads currently designed to create obfuscation and confusion. To change that to designed to obfuscate and cause confusion.
Okay, we've created. Okay, updated.
Okay, so the second line reads, law enforcement's attention, it does shunt. The fourth line is designed to obfuscate and cause confusion.
Yep, corrected.
All right. Next, shrub. Line five. And grizzly before the word it's for grizzly.
Okay.
It says, yeah, unless the poor bear was drunk, change bear to grizzly.
Okay, that is updated. So I'm going to read it
Okay.
again. So it's a shrub is a
Yeah,
plant without a
read
trunk, a place that could hide a skunk, also a chipmunk and a hare, but it couldn't hide a bear. Unless the poor grizzly bear was drunk.
no
So
bear. I'm supposed to, poor grizzly was drunk.
okay. Yep, that makes it more better.
Yeah, it sounds. Yeah, and you don't repeat the bear. So, you know, a shrub is just a plant, right? Without a trunk. It's a boring word, but look what we've been able to do with
Yep. A shrub is a plant without a trunk, a place that could hide a skunk, also a chipmunk and a hare. But it couldn't hide a bear unless the poor grizzly was drunk.
Perfect. All right. 80. Okay, 84.
The word's going to be start.
Right. And let's see what I want to do there. Okay. 84. Number one. I want you to add a sixth line in parentheses. And it should
And
read,
that's going
nothing
to be
else.
added. I'm sorry, that's going to be added on the first one, right?
Number one, you're adding a sixth line in parentheses, which is what I want to do sometimes. Okay, parentheses, nothing else could have torn us apart. Close parentheses.
Okay, so that's going to be nothing else could have torn us apart.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So
That's
if you want to
amazing.
read the context, go ahead.
So I don't know how to start my sad story from the heart. While we were copulating, I thought it is so irritating. Our love died with her awful fart. Nothing else could have torn us apart.
Yeah, I thought it was so irritating. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. Got to turn. Oh, yeah. Now, 84. Still in 84. Number two. Line five. Yes, for you, I still have a yen. I want you to make that yes for you. I still have such a yen.
I
So the
still
word such gets added after
such
have.
A yen. Got it.
All right. All right. Next, we're going to go to number. Okay, number 86.
Yep, the word is goner.
Right. So, thank you. So number one, there's only one here. So, oh, that's the wrong one. Okay, here we go. Line one. After when? Shit, I'm not sure I understand what I want to do. Hold on. When you are line one, after when? Okay. When? Okay. After the word when, add it's hopeless.
So that's going to be added before the word goner?
Yeah, I think it's when you are, not before, yeah. When it is hopeless and you are a goner. When
okay.
It is hopeless and you are a goner. Yeah.
When it is hopeless and you are a goner?
Yeah, I think. Do we need that end? Yeah. When it is hopeless, you are, okay. You are a goner. No, you don't need the end. When it is hopeless, you are a goner. Line two. And a great before, it would be a great honor. So get rid of the word and add a great.
Okay, I have updated that. Perfect. Now you go ahead and give it a read after the updated one.
No, I got one more.
Okay.
Line five, the word the to your, Y-O-U-R. After you make that change, you can read it.
Perfect. The change has been made. Why not you go ahead and give it a go?
You want me to read it, or you
yep,
want to practice?
Yep. You go ahead for this one.
All right. When it's hopeless and you are a goner. Yeah, we had left the word and in there, didn't we?
Yep, we got rid of the word and.
Well, we left it in, right?
I deleted that. If you want me, I can have it added.
When it's hopeless, and yeah, you need the end. I'm sorry.
Okay.
When it's hopeless and you are a goner, it would certainly be a great honor to lie perfectly still so formaldehyde he won't spill. For Mr. O'Connor, you're embalmer.
Perfect.
Kind of gruesome, but what are you going to do with goner? All right. I've got a call. I'm just going to put you on hold for a sec. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Okay? Hello. I'm back.
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Okay, so we just finished with Ghana. And now we're going to 91.
Okay, and that's going to be the word audit.
Right. 91, audit. Okay. So So this is single, line two, the word friggin'. Change that to damn, D-A-M-N.
Yep, I've corrected this.
Okay, number 93. You're there?
Yep, I am just scrolling. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm here.
Number two, line five, you see the word momentarily.
Yep.
Too many syllables. Change that to very soon. Got it?
Yep.
Go ahead, read it. This is a good one.
Yep. So this was the only correction over here?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. We're done with the 93rd one.
Yeah, you want to read that one?
Yep, for sure. For sure. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to read out the second one. I do not know what to say after being struck by a gamma ray. While exploring outer space, I will soon have to be replaced, for very soon I will start to decay. All of me except my topaque.
Anyway, interesting, huh?
Yep. Absolutely.
And the footnotes have a discussion of gamma rays. So, all right, next, number 95. No, that's not the right number. Oh, wow. What did I do? I'm looking for the word corny, but that's not 95. Oh, 98. I wrote the wrong number down. 98. Sorry.
Yep, that's going to be the word corny.
Corny, yeah. We're going to make a lot of change on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. Line five. Oh, wait, no, sorry. No, it's all number one under corny.
Okay.
Line two. It says presenting a problem for me. Add the word huge before problem.
Presenting a huge problem for me.
Right. Line three. Put the word four. In front of when. Or when she scoffed at my joke. So you'll need to make the W lowercase.
Got it.
Line four. I want to change the beginning. It says, I might have a spoke to... I think I misspoke.
I think I misspoke, right?
Right. And then the last, in line four, underlining a misspoke, I think that's correct. We should not change that.
Yep, that is correct.
So let me read it. The issue was rather thorny, presenting a huge problem for me. But when she stopped at my joke, I think I might have misspoke. Is that what you have?
I think I misspoke is what I have, but I can add the word I might.
Which one sounds better? But when she stopped at my joke, I think I might have misspoke. Yeah.
Yep, this sounds better.
You have to read it better, differently. But when she scoffed at my joke, I think I might have misspoke. when I use schmaltzy instead of corny. And there, schmaltzy is another one of those Jewish words that it means with too much sentimentality.
Yep.
All right. So we finished that. And then next one we got is number 99. Now, in this one, the word molt, as I explained in my footnote, this was the word that came up on the Wordle that day. This is the English spelling of molt. The American spelling has only four letters, M-O-L-T.
Yep.
So we can't change it. All right? I need to add a cross-reference under the 99 molt.
Uh-huh.
Let me know when you're in position.
Sure, I am all set.
C-315 LARVA, L-A-R-V-A, capitals.
Got it.
And we can remove those red lines on the molt because that's because it's the English spelling.
Yep, that is ignored.
Okay. 102.
Scrolling down.
Ready? What do you got?
Yep, that's going to be agate.
Yeah, agate is a stone, a mineral, gemstone. It's very precious.
Oh, yes, it's about that.
Agate, yeah. So, line 5. Where it says a thing, anything rather? Anything? Change anything to, yeah, the word, just one word, anything, line 5. Change that to a thing. Now no one believes a thing he purports.
Got it.
That?
Yep.
That, you know, that was not an easy one to make something interesting out of. Some of the words are difficult to do. All right.
Yep.
The word, next one is 103.
Yep, that's going to be spicy.
Yep. Okay. Now, I need you to add a cross reference on that below 103 spicy. When you're in position, let me know.
Sure, just a second. Yep, I'm all in position.
C with a capital S, 58. Belly, which you laughed at earlier.
Okay.
Two spaces, 794 spice.
Yep.
Now, let's look at number 2.
You know, just with
on
the
line,
edit, I am getting a flow as well. So I was just while making the changes by myself, I'm getting the flow of this as well. And I was thinking the same, that we can reference this with Belly.
Yeah. It's there. Okay, so next. Number 2. Line 2. Change it to ITS, no apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And then line 2, add the word O in front of so, O-H, oh so spicy. And now you can read it.
Can it come again? For its complex flavors, so spicy.
So spicy. Flavors, OOH. You're adding OH.
Okay, so Indian food does entice me for its complex flavors, oh so spicy. But late effects upon my bowl make me cramp
bowel.
And howl. Yep. For late effects upon my bowl make me cramp and howl. The details I won't relate precisely.
You witnessed that today, but that wasn't Indian food.
yeah.
All right.
Spices and everything.
Yep. It's true. All right. Next, 109.
Just give me one quick second. Just give me one quick second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marshall, would it be a good time if I give you a call within like next 10 to 15 minutes?
Let me see. I've only got a few more, then we're done.
I just got a quick urgent call that I have to take.
Yeah. All right.
And
do
I
it.
Was just need
okay.
A quick 10 minutes break, all right?
Yeah, I only got as far as number 124, so we're almost
so
done with this, and I think we'll do the flip notes another time.
Okay, perfect. I just need like 10 minutes. As soon as I'm done with this short
Go.
Meeting, I'm
yeah.
going to get back to you. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Marshall. I'm giving you a call.